That is, in the case of general relativity, a retrodiction. The calculation of the already known anomalous motion of Mercury, in fact, provided a more reliable test of the theory than a true prediction of a new effect, the deflection of light by gravitational fields. I think that people emphasize prediction in validating scientific theories because the classic attitude of commentators on science is not to trust the theorist. The fear is that the theorist adjusts his or her theory to fit whatever experimental facts are already known, so that for the theory to fit these facts is not a reliable test of the theory. But even though Einstein had learned of the excess precession of Mercury's orbit as early as 1907, no one who knows anything about how general relativity was developed by Einstein, who at all follows Einstein's logic, could possibly think that Einstein developed general relativity in order to explain this precession. I come back in a minute to Einstein's actual train of thought. Often, it is a successful prediction that one should really distrust. In the case of a true prediction, like Einstein's prediction of the bending of light by the sun, it is true that the theorist does not know the experimental result when she develops the theory. But on the other hand, the experimentalist does know about the theoretical result when he does the experiment, and that can lead, and historically has led, to as many wrong turns as over-reliance on successful retrodictions. I repeat, it is not that experimentalists falsify their data. To the best of my knowledge, there never has been an important case of outright falsification of data in physics. But experimentalists who know the result that they are theoretically supposed to get naturally find it difficult to stop looking for observational errors when they do not get that result, or to go on looking for errors when they do. It is a testimonial to the strength of character of experimentalists that they do not always get the results they expect. To summarize the story so far, we have seen that the early experimental evidence of general relativity boiled down to a single successful retrodiction of the anomaly in Mercury's motion, which probably was not taken as seriously as it deserved, plus a prediction of a new effect, the deflection of light by the sun, whose apparent success did have a huge impact, but was in fact not as conclusive as was generally supposed at the time, and was greeted with skepticism by at least a few scientists. It was not until after World War II that new techniques of radar and radio astronomy led to a significant improvement in the accuracy of these experimental tests of general relativity. We can now say that the predictions of general relativity for the deflection and also delay of light passing the sun and for the orbital motion not only of Mercury but also of the asteroid Icarus